Hello and welcome to this episode of Brewing with the Bear, sponsored by our good friends at Shelburne Falls Coffee. I'm really happy to be joined today by our lacrosse coach, Katie Moore. Katie, welcome.
Thank you.
What's the beverage of choice this morning?
This morning I went with one of the spring specials, the sugar maple nut cold brew, one of my favorites.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Good. I went just hot black coffee today. Yeah.
Love that. Was I supposed to ask you what yours was?
No, but I believe that I just, you know, I feel like it kind of hangs there. Public wants to know.
I mean, I forgot. You are the host of this, and your public does want to know.
You know, my follower is always going to be right on it.
You have more than one follower, I'm sure, Kathy.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You think so?
I feel very confident. Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Absolutely.
That's a mistake.
Why would I not follow you?
So here we are. We're out on the field here, which is fantastic. Love being outside, and we're in two recruiting chairs, this is what outdoor sport coaches do. I just, you know, had this in the car. Didn't have to go really do anything.
Right. That's good. I'm happy that you didn't have to do anything extra.
Yeah. That's always a good thing. And here you are right near the close of your regular season.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to that certainly, but I want to know how did lacrosse come into your life, like growing up, or like when did you start playing and where and what other sports and all that stuff?
Well, I didn't start lacrosse until high school.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Utah and lacrosse was not big there, especially when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my friend's brothers played and she really wanted to do it. And I said, all right, I'll do it with you. And went to a clinic that was put on by the U.S. Lacrosse Association that was meant to, like, help grow the game and instantly fell in love with it. So started playing high school and was, you know, able to travel with it and do, you know, like, some things. And then, like, out of nowhere, kind of not expecting to, got recruited to play in college. And it was just kind of like one thing fell into the other.
And were you a goalie the whole time?
I was.
You were.
So I played some midfield and some defense and some attack, but like that was more of just like.
That was where you.
Yeah.
And is a goalie, goaltender, keeper? Like every sport has the different. What's the preference? What's the preferred?
I think goalie is our preference.
Okay, that's what I've heard, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I say anything different.
And I noticed you had a heck of a college career, a 4-year starter, and you, at the time you graduated anyway, you held the record for career saves. And which is a great record to have, but also
it's a terrible record to have.
But one of the things that I'm always it's always funny when I've got our keepers and they'll lead a category of I'll pull the team in and say, hey, you know, Sky or Ashley, whoever leads the nation in saves per game, and the whole team claps and all the goalkeepers go, no, that's not good. So kudos to you, because especially in lacrosse, when you get that hard rubber ball coming at you. That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And then how did your journey to coaching come about? Was it, I'm guessing it maybe not a complete straight line, huh?
No, I would say it's pretty direct, but more of just a falling into.
Mm-hmm.
After graduation, or like coming up to graduation, especially I think as a spring sport athlete, it is really hard to kind of like transition into what you're going to do next, because it just all kind of like comes to an end so quickly. And so I didn't really know what I was going to do post-graduation. And at the time, there was a program through the English Lacrosse Association where they essentially like placed you at a school or at a club program, and they helped you get your work visa and paid you essentially to be able to kind of take like a gap year almost, and you know, like figure out what you wanted to do from there. And a lot of my teammates previous to me had done it just because they were kind of in that same situation of like, I need to do something and I really have no idea exactly what it's going to be and need a little bit of time to kind of like figure it out. And also, I think the opportunity to travel abroad is a fantastic opportunity that I hadn't taken advantage of in college. So it was, you know, once I got that position, it was amazing. And I went and I worked for an all-girls high school in London and then a club program in Hertfordshire County, and like loved coaching.
Yeah.
So it was kind of one of those, I really realized like through that year that that was what I wanted to do, is mm-hmm. like coaching or education of some sort. So I just started applying for graduate assistant positions and was able to get a graduate assistant position, and then moved into
Was that at Elmira? Yep. Yeah. So, so now you've gone from Utah to Northern California.
Yep.
To the London area.
Yep.
And now Elmira.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
I've been to Elmira.
I
live not too far from there, relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking.
So,
it's a place to live.
So a grad assistant situation right into head coaching then after a year.
Yeah.
What was that transition?
It was a tough transition. I was young, and I think it's one of those I look back and kind of wish that maybe I had done a little bit more time as an assistant coach. You know, at the same time, it was, you know, like an opportunity. And sometimes when you have the opportunity, you just need to kind of take it and go from there. So it was definitely tough trying to navigate, like, you know, figuring out what I didn't know, but also being a young professional and sometimes not recognizing what you don't know.
And sometimes that's better. Like, sometimes what you don't know, it's like you just go and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you
always
seem to have
kind
landed
of been
on your feet,
kind of a
Katie.
Person,
like, we're
just
happy that
figure
you're
it
here.
Out.
Yeah.
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 So that's cool. So one of the things that I really like is that, like, we share an office wall, a thin office wall.
Very thin office wall.
And we discovered pretty early on that our two coaching staffs in any incarnation,
yep,
we do have a good time together.
We do, like,
there's a lot of laughter.
It is, yeah.
And that hall, does that... does that annoy you sometimes? Are we good with it?
Like, I'm pretty happy with it. Yeah.
Know, there's moments though. I know I can steal a little time sometimes.
I mean, I'm okay
but
with
you have
that.
Such good snacks in there and beautiful lighting.
Yes. I mean, the ambiance and our feng shui committee did a fantastic job decorating our office.
Yeah.
I
kind of live vicariously through that. We have not a feng shui committee.
But your office is set up really nicely.
But we're leaving room. We're having peak too early in that. And
right.
You know, we didn't want to show you up, but.
I mean,
not
that's
that it's
fair.
A contest.
It's always a competition, right?
Yeah. No, but I really like it. I like how you work with your grad assistants. And how has that been for you? So you're at Elmira for what, about 8 years or so, 9 years almost?
Sure.
I'm going to say 9 because I looked it up.
Okay, good.
And,
glad you know, because I don't.
9 years. And then you've been here since 2015.
Yeah.
You have.
Okay, good.
Because I know our Cracker Jack athletic communications people are on it.
Yeah,
and that's what's there. And it's in writing.
Also, she just reminds me all the time.
Yeah.
Because she started at the same time I did.
So what was the transition going from... is that Central New York or is that Southern Tier?
I think
tier?
They call it
is
the Southern tier.
New York's very particular.
Very
about
particular.
Your, yeah.
And it definitely is the
Southern
Tier.
I think Southern
it's Southern
Tier.
Tier.
I wasn't Central,
but no, it is
but,
absolutely
know,
the Southern Tier.
Okay, so going from the Southern Tier to Western Mass and Smith College, like, how was that? How was your first year? Like, what about it just drew you in and made you want to take the job? And
I mean, one, the area is very appealing to me. I think Western Mass we have family in Western Mass. So with a young child and a very busy, like, lifestyle, being able to be around family was really appealing. Yeah. Also, I think, like, this area and, like, Northampton, the hill towns where, like, the town I live in, all kind of have, like, ties or reminders of home. So, like,
that's
for
great.
Example, I think Northampton really reminds me a little bit of, like, Northern California. It definitely has some of those vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And then where I live, I actually, like, look at Mount Greylock, which is the highest peak in Massachusetts, which is small for anybody from the Mountain West. However, growing up, I also had a view of one of the mountains.
And if you
right
get really close
window.
To it,
Yeah. It looks much bigger.
It looks much bigger.
Yeah. True.
So, you know, it's all perspective.
Yeah. So I think
it's like, really nice. Yeah. It is a great area.
The area
seems to suit you and your family so well.
It does.
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, I like seeing that.
Yeah. And then I think, you know, I think it was a different thing coming into the traditionally all women's institution. Mm-hmm. However, I think that is something that like I actually like just have loved because it's so nice to actually be the priority in everything that we do.
Yeah,
you know, like our field right here, when every ref comes to it and they're like, oh my gosh, it's lined beautifully. There's only two sets of lines, you know? It's just like those small things that I think you don't realize you're missing at a co-ed school. And once you spend just a season here, you're like, oh my gosh, how did I ever live in an area, like in that space?
Yeah, it's a real community. Like, you know, I've been here not as long as you, but immediately that was the first thing that I was, even just visiting, that's what I was struck by, and that was so important to me, and I know it's important to you. So here you are, two regular season games left, and home Saturday against Emerson.
Yes.
And then, is that your senior day, by the way?
It is our senior day.
Yeah, we'll speak to that. And then Wednesday at MIT.
Yep.
And then, boom, New Max, and off we go.
Yeah.
Sitting in fourth place right now. Talk a little bit about this weekend and this senior day and what that means and that group and just sort of their journey and your journey with them.
Yeah, so, I mean, this group of seniors has been, I think, probably our strongest lacrosse group of any like class that I think I have had. Just kind of like just all of them have really contributed on the field. But I also think like, you know, and I'm in the midst of trying to write my class of 2026 recognition speech for tomorrow. So I think my thoughts are maybe still brewing, if you will.
Shelburne Falls Coffee.
Yeah. People. I think, you know, the thing that is amazing about them is they really took a chance on a vision.
Yeah.
More so than anything actually happening, and took a chance on like me and what I was telling them that I thought that they could accomplish if they came to Smith and what we could do together. And I think that like that leap of faith and that trust that they put into it kind of like for literally all 4 years has been truly amazing. And then also watching like kind of like every time it clicked a little bit for them of like, actually like we can do more than we've ever done before, or I have a little bit more in my tank than I thought I did, or, you know, kind of like that desire. And for them, I think they all wanted to leave Smith Lacrosse better than how they found it. And they have taken that like so seriously in what they do in their off seasons, how they show up as teammates, how they show up day in and day out for practice. And I think, you know, like they really have accomplished that goal of leaving us way better in the 4 years.
Yeah, and that kind of legacy, what dividends that pays too for years beyond. Yep. And I think, and I'm not surprised, but you're selling yourself a little short on that, because you know, I see how you are with your student athletes and how they are just even in the hallways and around, and they gravitate toward you, and you know, you're in your office and you're working out plays. Like I walked in yesterday and you were fine tuning I can't say because you know this, when is this being posted? But you were fine tuning some things, and you have such a passion for not just lacrosse but like these people, these human beings, like where they're here. And so, you know, I'm not surprised that they were willing to take a leap of faith, because it wasn't high risk for them.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that's great. I love watching your team play. And even more than that, just because I see it more, I love watching you and your team train.
Thank you.
You know, there's a whole body language and energy to it from afar where we are getting to see it. And then when I come in close and hear what you're saying and how attentive people are and how they're carrying it out, like that's just really fun to see. And I'm excited to see what's ahead for you and your team.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm really like just so happy to be that we get to be friends and get to work together
And share an office wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll get that window.
I think we're going to put the window in.
I think we're going to do it.
This summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kristen's approved it already. So
obviously,
it's really just a matter of, you know, getting the contract.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Or
I think
just us.
It's geothermal.
Maybe a sledgehammer. Just a sledgehammer. That's all we really need.
I think so.
Yeah.
The property sisters. Yeah. We'll just get it going.
It'll be amazing.
Okay. On that note, thanks again. This
Thank
has been
you.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Enjoy the rest of your day and good luck in the games ahead.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Salute.